The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Good Thursday morning to you. It's time now for Travel Thursday on the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Dacca, Manisha Tank and Ryan Huang with you.
Yes, this is the bit that takes us away somewhere. Even before COVID-19 hit the world, the travel industry wasn't what it used to be. Budget airlines, websites like Expedia, Booking.com, they were all disrupting old-fashioned agencies, right?
We also saw the likes of Airbnb giving hotels a run for their money. But these companies are only beginning to answer Globetrotters' most important question. What do they do, or what do you do once they've reached the destination?
I'm guessing that you're one of those guys that when you go on holiday, you've pre-planned lots of activities and things. Or do you just land and figure it out?
No. I pre-plan. I pre-plan a skeleton that can be moved around.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a bit of a land and figure it out. But anyway, this is where this company comes in. Taiwanese startup KKday is looking to beat the big players at this new game. Its app connects tourists with thousands of locally run activities. It could be skiing lessons in South Korea or maybe swimming with whale sharks in the Philippines.
Interesting. So COVID-19 happened. We know this. And the whole tourism travel industry basically has gone to a standstill. But can you believe that despite this huge setback, KKday recently announced that it raised $75 million in a Series C funding round that's led by Cool Japan Fund and National Development Fund.
So the question is, how did they manage to achieve this with all of the uncertainty in the sector? And then back in January, KKday quickly decided to pivot a business model to focus on domestic travel. Did that move actually work in their favour?
Well, let's find out from Weichun Liu, who's co-founder and COO of KKday. Weichun, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. So we mentioned earlier, KKday, a Taiwanese-based online platform for booking holiday tours and activities. It's safe to say you basically frontline when it comes to the tourism industry. I mean, where are we at right now? We see some borders reopening, but are people more cautious or people just excited? I don't care. Jump. I want to go holiday.
We are seeing a little bit both.
Okay.
So the restrictions are still very high, right? So there's a lot of logistics that still need to be figured out. Mm. So for all the travel bubble now, so for example, the recently announced Singapore-Hong Kong route, you actually need to take 4 swab tests. So that's actually your car.
My nose, so, I only got 2 nostrils, no? 4 swab tests.
Yes. And then I think there is Thailand just announced there's a special visa for foreigners, but it requires a minimum stay of 90 days. So I don't think the outbound, visiting another country will happening soon, but it's in the near future. But that said, I think people still want to go out. I mean, after all the CB, circuit breaker, right?
Yeah,
people are dying to go out. So we're definitely seeing a lot of demand from domestic activities.
Oh, I'm curious then, what sort of activities are you seeing the most demand for? What's popular at the moment?
Depending on the countries, so in the markets like Hong Kong and Singapore, where it's more city-like, so then the staycation is popular, fine dining is popular, a lot of workshops are popular. But in places like Japan, Korea, Taiwan, where there's a lot of natural setting, then you will see a lot of glamping, water sport activities, island hopping. I think that the concept of taking holidays, it's just a part of your lifestyle now. It's really hard to have that taken away from you. So people just try to pivot. So in fact, we look at our Taiwan market right now. It's all the hotels at the major destinations are actually fully booked. Our domestic business grow significantly and past the pre-COVID level. And that's when we have the confidence, right? We feel like actually all markets will eventually go back to that recovery role. It really just depending on the COVID situation. Right now, I think Southeast Asia is still struggling. But for markets like Singapore, Japan, Korea, everything's back on track.
Yeah, speaking to you, I wish I was in Taroko right now. How nice it would be, right? But that's Taiwan. The domestic market can flourish because, you know, the country's gone on the good side of COVID-19. But in terms of, you know, KKday pivoting their business model, focusing on domestic travel. Okay, we talked a little bit about Taiwan. Where else are you trying to sort this out in terms of this pivot?
So I actually still remember when it happened back in late January. It was Chinese New Year. Mm. Our entire team get on a conference call and say, hey, this doesn't look good. Some of our senior management, they actually went through SARS. So they quickly know, okay, this is not going to go away for the next 6 months.
Okay.
So I think in a week, we restructure our team so that we work solely focus on domestic business. So because previously we focused on outbound travel, so meaning, you know, when Singaporean visit Japan or Korean visit Hong Kong, right? But now the product for foreigners and locals are somewhat different. So that's why we spend a lot of time figuring out what works, what doesn't.
Yeah, that's interesting because you've gone from the international to the more local, right? And I guess that really works in countries where you've got more landmass. So obviously in Taiwan, you still have a local population that can see lots of sites. What were some of the comparisons that you made between different areas? Because here in Singapore, one of our complaints has been there aren't so many places that you can go.
So actually, I think that's both true and not true, right? So, yeah, I mean, if you walk around in Singapore, you're seeing the tourism board's flyers regard to the rediscovery program, right? So when the program hit, probably when the phase two arrives, you're going to see everyone is doing their promotion. So I think in addition to, you know, all the typical place on Sentosa, I think the spa vendors, you know, all the sport activities, they will try to come up with something. Because what do you do during the weekend? I mean, that's a question. I mean, just like you guys asked in the beginning, right? What do you do when you get to a place? But you also have the same question. And so we have various verticals. So for example, if you are young professional, female between 25 to 35, then we have a workshop for painting. For, you know, we have this Shibun tent experience, which is good for after work chill. We have kids activities. We have cooking class for parents and kids. I mean, my biggest questions every weekend was, what do I do? Where do I bring my kids? How do I let him run off his energy, right? So we have spa products where you can go relax and have buffet. We actually moved from like a low frequency business into a higher frequency business model. So I think that's great. And I think what's even better is that when the borders open up, those activities could be for foreigners as well. So I'll give you an example. Previously, so whatever we have right now was catered to the local. But as a young generation, they are, I mean, it's a generation of Instagram, right? They want to post something new, something that has never been done on their social media. So they will naturally want to experience something local. They want something authentic. Mm-hmm. So whatever you develop now can be catered for the foreigners. So for example, in Malaysia, we develop a lot of glamping products, a lot of hiking tools, a lot of more natural related products. So when the borders between Singapore and Malaysia opens up, then, you know, that's something that can work for Singaporeans.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. JB, here I come. But you talked about, you know, increasing this sort of capacity. How did you do that then? Does it mean more manpower or on a digital front? Because tourism is a very face-to-face touch, booking and all that. What was the solution that you guys came up with at KKday?
Oh, so when we first launched in 2014, we're trying to cater to two type of customers. So the first kind, just like you, that you plan ahead, right?
Okay.
So then we have some of those harder to get to places. So then we arrange things for you. And then there are the consumers who, you know, they want to book the night before. So then we try to have all the instant confirmation options for all our customers.
Oh.
So that requires our suppliers to use our system. But then the next question comes, right? So, and I think this actually gets worse during COVID. So what happened during COVID is that there is a lot of social distancing restrictions and then a lot of cancellation. And the rules change every other 2 weeks. No one ever figured out what's going on, right? So previously, what supplier did was that they managed bookings from each individual system. So then, they have a system for KKday, they have a system for booking, they have a system for Expedia.
Okay.
But it's very hard for them to manage. If you're a hotel, then it may be better because they're big and they have a system. But for if you are a skydiving provider, you only have 3 equipment, 5 trainers, and then you probably have 10 different selling channels. How do you manage? And if you are restaurants, the new social restriction rule tells you that you can only operate at 50% of your capacity. How did you cancel your booking? So all this tells me there's a lot of manual work. That's why we during this time, we developed a system called Raisio. It's actually one of the reasons that we get our Series C funding. We see a huge opportunity to digitalize the tours activity segment.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up because, let's just reiterate it, $75 million US dollars in Series C funding. And it isn't the first time that you've raised funds. Actually, just listening to you, your enthusiasm, the way that you've managed to respond to the pandemic, it doesn't surprise me that you are managing to bring in money to grow. What are you going to do with it?
So like I mentioned, right, this is the best time to digitalize the industry. Unlike airlines, so there are probably 300 airlines in the world, 30,000 hotels out there, but there are probably more than 3 million suppliers around the world. Most of them are small and medium-sized businesses. They are very fragmented. They don't have the technology capability to cope with COVID. So what we want to do is essentially we want to provide a system for them to manage their own website, to manage their own booking in real time. And everything can be done on a mobile phone. So this way they can really focus on, providing the best experience rather than, trying to figure out the booking. So right now, we actually pilot during the COVID. In 6 months, we help over 300 suppliers to use Raisio. And then we have served over 150,000 customers. So we actually just did a short pilot run, and then the result was amazing. So we feel very excited. We want to roll this out in Southeast Asia as well as rest of Northeast Asia markets. So for now, we are giving it out for free for the next 6 months. So hopefully this, because we got the funding, right? But not, I think a lot of small and medium business are hurt. And then we kind of figure like for us to do well, the ecosystem has to do well. So we really want to help, especially the smaller providers to go through this time.
We're speaking with Weichun Liu, who is co-founder and COO of KKday. We'd like to get your outlook on the travel industry for Southeast Asia in just a bit. But before that, there's been a lot of talk, especially in the past week, of Singapore going into phase 3, hopefully by the end of the year. Of course, there are terms and conditions, right? For you, I know you would be watching out more for the travel bubbles, but where this phase 3 issue is concerned, what are you watching out for? What stands out for you?
I actually am more on the optimistic side.
Okay.
I think the business will see a huge burst demand in phase three. And I think business will be good for everyone. Actually, this is what we have to observe in all other markets. So when you first open up, people will just fly out and try to
do something. Right? Yeah. Fair point. And very quickly, your travel outlook for Southeast Asia. I mean, how soon before this sector recovers, in your opinion?
I think this is really depending on the country. So Philippines is still definitely suffers a bit more. And Singapore is definitely doing a slightly better. But actually, optimistic. I feel like, so based on the online traffic that we have seen, even though people are stuck at home, they are reading some sort of travel contents. So I feel like probably until Q1 next year, we will see some recovery. And then within a year, we'll see a full recovery. Because the airplanes are still there. People will still want to travel.
Yeah, they will.
We've been speaking with Weichun Liu, who is co-founder and CEO of KKday. Weichun, thank you so much for taking the time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.